Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate
vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 3. Yamaraj instructs his messengers. Text number 14 and 15. Aham Mahendra Nirti Pracheta.
Aham Mahendra Nirti Pracheta.
Samok nir isha pavano virinchi. Aditya vishve vashavo tasadhyā.
Aditya vishva vashavo tasadhyā.
Marudgana rudra gana sasiddhā.
Marudgana rudra gana sasiddhā.
Aham Mahendra Niriti Pracheta.
Aham Mahendra Niriti Pracheta.
Samok Nir Isha Pavano Varinchi.
Samok Nir Isha Pavano Varinchi.
Aditya Vishve Vashavo Tapsadhyā.
Aditya Vishve Vashavo Tapsadhyā.
Marudgana Rudra Gana Sasiddha.
Marudgana Rudra Gana Sasiddha.
Aham Mahendra Niriti Pracheta.
Aham Mahendra Niriti Pracheta.
Samok Nir Isha Pavano Varinchi. Aditya Vishve Vasavo Tasadhyā.
Aditya Vishve Vasavo Tasadhyā.
Marudgana Rudra Gana Sasiddhā.
Marudgana Rudra Gana Sasiddhā. Aham Mahindo Nirti Pracheta.
Aham Mahindo Nirti Pracheta.
Somogni Shapavano Virichi.
Somogni Shapavano Virichi.
Aditya Vishve Vasavo Tasadhyā.
Aditya Vishve Vasavo Tasadhyā.
Muradgana Rudragana Sasiddhi.
Muradgana Rudragana Sasiddhi.
Text 15. Anye chaye vishwa shrijo maresho brigvadyayo sprisya rajastamaska yashye hitamna vidu sprishtamaya sadva pradana apikim tatonye. Translation. I, Yamaraj, Indra, the king of heaven, Niriti, Varuna, Chandra, the moon god, Agni, Lord Shiva, Pavana, Lord Brahma, Surya, the sun god, Vishvasu, the eight Vasus, the Sadyas, the Maruts, the Rudras, the Siddhas, and Marichi, and all the other great rishis engaged in maintaining the departmental affairs of the universe, as well as the best of the demigods headed by Brihaspati, and the great sages headed by Bhrigu, are all certainly freed from the influence of the two base material modes of nature, namely passion and ignorance. Nevertheless, although we are in the mode of goodness, we cannot understand the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What then is to be said of others who are under illusion, who under illusion merely speculate to know God? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The man and other living entities within this cosmic manifestation are controlled by the three modes of nature. For the living entities controlled by the base qualities of nature, passion and ignorance, there is no possibility of understanding God. Even those in the mode of goodness, like the many demigods and great rishis described in these verses, cannot understand the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, one who is situated in the devotional service of the Lord is transcendental to all the material qualities. Therefore, the Lord personally says that no one can understand him but the bhaktas, who are transcendental to all material qualities. Bhaktya mama bijanati, as stated by Bhishma Dev to Maharaj Yudhisthira in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.9.16, na yashya karechid rajan pumam veda viditsitam yad vijignasaya yukta muyanti kavayopihi. O King, no one can know the plan of the Lord, Sri Krishna, even though great philosophers inquire exhaustively. They are bewildered. No one, therefore, can understand God by speculative knowledge. Indeed, by speculation, one will be bewildered. Muyanti, this is also confirmed by the Lord himself in Bhagavad Gita 7.3. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschid mam veti tatvata. Among many thousands of men, one may endeavor for perfection, and even among the siddhas, those who have already become perfect, only one who adopts the process of bhakti, devotional service, can understand Krishna.
Therefore,
Om Agyanatamarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kaupatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We're hearing in this section of the Srimad Bhagavatam how Yamaraj is instructing his servants, the Yamadutas. So the Yamadutas wanted to bring Ajameel, but they were not allowed to because the Vishnu Dutas said this man is freed of all sins. So the Yamadutas were disturbed, they were perplexed, they didn't know that there was an authority above their own master Yamaraj. So Yamaraj is explaining to them that there is a person above him, and that is the Supreme Lord, and he controls everyone. And we heard the example about how a bull is controlled by a rope put through its nose. In the same way, everyone is controlled by the words and instructions which are in the Vedas. And now today, Yamaraj is explaining in this verse that even great sages and demigods, although they're in the mode of goodness, they cannot understand the activities of the personality of God. People who are in the mode of passion and ignorance have no chance to understand the personality. But even very elevated souls who are in goodness also cannot understand the Lord. So we may wonder, what's the point of being in the mode of goodness then if we can't understand the Lord? But we should understand that from the mode of goodness, it is easier to transcend the material nature. All the three modes of nature bind the living entity. But the modes of passion and ignorance bind tighter than the mode of goodness. From the mode of goodness, there's more opportunity to transcend. But we should understand that without coming to the transcendental platform, then we cannot understand the Lord. In the Brahma Samhita, Lord Brahma prays, Pashanti Paraman Parama. Vayoratapi manaso muni pungavanam sopyasti yat prapada samya vachintya tatve govindamadi pursam tamaham bhajam. Lord Brahma is describing that the mental speculators, muni pungavanam, the great munis, that they may speculate for millions of years and travel at the speed of the mind, but still they cannot approach the Supreme Lord. The munis try to understand the Lord by the process of elimination of the mundane. The process of the elimination of the mundane. Eliminate means to remove everything, to eliminate
everything.
And they can go on this process, they can follow this process for millions of years. But still they cannot approach. And even one may be expert in pranayama and drilling the respiration. But they also cannot approach the Lord. There's only one process by which the Lord can be understood. And this is the process of pure devotion. And the pure devotees have a position above even the demigods. So we can understand how rare pure devotion is. These great demigods like Indra, you know, they still have some material desires. But they're very pious, and that's why they're given the position of demigod. They have accumulated lots and lots of pious activities. And therefore they can take birth as some demigod in the higher planets. And they're in the mode of goodness, but the mode of goodness has its problems. Mode of goodness conditions people to two things, knowledge and happiness. Yeah, some people just want knowledge, they just study all the time and read books and they pass quite so many diplomas and like that, they're big scholars. But that is not the goal of life. The process of knowledge, you have to take birth many, many, many times before you understand that Vasudev Krishna is everything. And other people they're working to get mystic powers, yoga perfection. Prabhupada quotes the verse here. Manushanam sahasrishu kaschidjitati siddhaye yatatamapisiddhanam. Yatatamapisiddhanam kaschimam vidhitanvada. These people, even if you have thousands and thousands of people who have mystic perfection of all the yoga siddhis, only hardly one will know Krishna in truth. So the goal is not simply to cultivate the mode of goodness or to cultivate mystic powers, but the goal is to cultivate the mood of devotion, to be the servant of the Lord. What does Lord Chaitanya say in the Shikshastikam? You've forgotten? But you didn't say the whole verse. Nadanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamaye.
Mama janmani janmanishwe bhavatad bhaktira
hetupi. Right. I have no desire to accumulate wealth or enjoy followers or beautiful women. I simply want your devotional service birth after birth. So the devotee doesn't even have the desire for liberation. Liberation meaning that Sayuja Mukti, becoming one with the Supreme, that is not favorable for devotional service. But a devotee also doesn't canvass for even one of the four kinds of liberation which are acceptable by devotees. A devotee will simply accept whatever Krishna arranges for him. Because devotional service should be ahaitaki, apratihata, unconditional, unmotivated. Yeah, devotee is not thinking, I have to go back to Godhead this life. A devotee simply thinks, just give and please engage me in your service. So, we have to understand that even these persons, they're great personalities, you know, they have a big position in the universe, they're certainly worthy of our respect. Brihaspati is the priest of the demigods, and then Bhrigu is one of the great sages. You know, these are all very great personalities. But they're still in the material world. They're not free from birth and death. So, devotee simply wants one thing. We simply ask Krishna, please engage me in your service. Are the demigods also serving Krishna? Yes, they are also serving Krishna. They are devotees, but they have some attachment to the material. They're not completely pure devotees. That's why they have a big position in the material world. When you have a big position, then it's harder to be focused on devotion to Krishna. Yeah, we're told in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhogaisvarya Prasattanam Taya Parita. You missed out one bit. In the minds of those who are attached to material opulence and sense gratification, and who are bewildered by them. So we do not say a pure devotee cannot have material opulence and sense gratification, but they should not be bewildered or attached to them. So the path of devotion is recommended for understanding the Supreme Lord. And that devotion is based on regularly hearing and chanting, Shravanam Kirtan. So that in order to keep that mood of devotion, we have to be absorbed in hearing and chanting. The quality of hearing and chanting are very important. Many people also hear and chant, but often the quality is not there. They hear, but then they forget. In one ear, out the other. Into one ear, then goes in one ear. So that kind of hearing is not going to help much. It has to go to the heart. There has to be the change of heart. That we really want to be absorbed in Krishna. And we have to chant with that same kind of feeling. We have to chant with this, with some attachment, love for the Lord. We have to develop this eagerness for Krishna consciousness. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavati kriyatam yatopi labhi tatra loyam api muyam ekalam janma koti sukriterna labhyate. That there is only one qualification to get that Krishna consciousness. There is only one price you can pay. Just like you go in some shops and you have the sign Bu Erja, no other price. Yeah, you can't bargain. You know, if you go in Loy Bazaar in Vrindavan, you know, you can bargain. And you go in the night market, you know, there you can bargain with them. But if you go to the more reputable store, they'll put the, you know, the you can't argue with them. So Krishna consciousness is like that. If you want Krishna consciousness, you have to pay that one price. You're not going to get a discount. You're not going to be able to cut the price. The price is that intense desire to achieve it. That we have that eagerness that nothing will stop us. So when we have that eagerness, that this vaya vasai atmika bhakti, resolute determination, yeah, when we have that kind of bhakti, then that is the qualification to get Krishna. Ananya bhakti, this unmixed, undivided, just focused on one thing. That we want to get Krishna consciousness. So we have to develop this eagerness, and this eagerness comes about by proper hearing and chanting Even though we're in this place, Hong Kong, you know, it's maybe not very the most conducive place for devotional service, but still, devotional service can be performed anywhere. Sri Sri Gornitai have kindly come here to bless us. And we have this nice temple room, this facility is here. We have everything we need to be Krishna conscious. We just have to develop that eagerness to really want to be Krishna conscious. But the demigods, you know, their eagerness was more to get that big position in the material world. So we should just be attracted to Krishna. This is the process by which we can actually get. So Yamaraj is telling, can't understand Krishna. These people, these great demigods, they can't understand them. But he will go on to explain there are some people who understand him. These people are called the Mahajans. The process of devotion and the Supreme Lord are revealed by the grace of great saintly devotees called the Mahajans. There are 12 Mahajans. Swayambhur Narada Shambhu, Kumar Kapilo Manu, Pralado Janako Bhishmo, Valir Vyasaki Vayam. The 12 Mahajans are going to be described. They're all devotees, they know this path of devotional service. And we have to follow their path. It is stated, Mahajano Yena Gata Sapanta. Follow in the footsteps of the Mahajans. If we want to understand the absolute truth, it's understood by the mercy of the Mahajans. There's a nice verse in the Mahabharata, which is also put in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Targo pratishta shrutayo vibina nasav rishir yasyam nitam vibina Dharmasya tadvam nihitam guhayam mahajano yena gata sapanta. That the absolute truth cannot be understood simply by tarka. Tarka means philosophical speculation. Dry argument, actually. Tarka is dry argument. And the rishis may argue by different opinions of the scriptures. One rishi comes forward with an opinion, then someone will defeat it and they'll say something else. Then that will be defeated, then another opinion. Chopping and changing one thing to another. But the absolute truth can only be understood by, well, it said the absolute truth is hidden in the heart of the pure devotees. And if we want to understand it, we have to follow in the footsteps of these devotees. So it says, Mahajano Yena Gita Sapanta. Follow the path of the Mahajan. Blind people, follow other blind people. Those people who are like hogs, dogs, camels and asses, they praise other people who are like hogs, dogs, camels and asses.
Yeah.
When there's an election, all the hogs, dogs, camels and asses will elect the biggest hog, dog, camel or ass. When there's an election, the people will all vote, and all the people who are like hogs, they'll vote for the biggest hog.
Yeah,
because they have no proper education to understand who is actually a qualified person. But if one wants to understand the absolute truth, we have to find the Mahajans, you have to find out the great souls and follow their path. So, very rare, Prabhupada quotes Manushya, now only one man is even endeavoring for perfection. But if people can just do some devotional service, then it can give them some real benefit. Svapam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahatobhayat. That a little advancement in devotional service will save one from the greatest danger. Even though we can't understand the Lord, but still if we can just try to do some service, then it will help us to come closer gradually. One day after, maybe after many lifetimes, we will understand. But at the same time, if we want, in this very lifetime also, it's possible. We just have to have that eagerness. If we think, I've wasted so many lifetimes in the material world trying to enjoy sense gratification. Now let me give this life, whatever I have left in this life, let me give this life to Krishna. What do we have to lose? You know, if we give whatever's left of this life and we use it in the service of Krishna, it can give us some great benefit. But what are we going to do with this life if you don't give it to Krishna? We're just going to waste our time, just going to bring ourselves more misery. So if we just try to do some devotional service, that is the greatest benefit. Hare Krishna. Any question?
Now this is the introduction of here to this chapter. Prabhupada given on it is a fact that even a chronically sinful person accepts the holy name of the Lord, although not completely without offense, does not take another material birth.
Yeah?
that means that when this chapter has been going on for some time now, I've heard this question again and again and again, because it comes like Admila was not a devotee. He was not chanting without full offences, but he was just taking the name of his son till the Vishnu Dutas have come to take him. But he will not take another material god.
Yeah.
But then again, most of the devotees are there. Then why do we have to suffer like that? And why does Admila, who was such a sinful person, Admila is such a sinful person. Admila.
Uh-huh.
He is such a sinful person, but why he is prone? And even Yamraj says that anybody who, even if it's with offense, not completely without offense, does not take another material birth. That means if we chant the name of the Lord just once, you don't take another material birth. This statement means to say like that.
You got to do more than chant the name of the Lord just once. I mentioned quality is important. If you chant the name of the Lord once with perfect quality, then okay. Ajamil was a sinful person, but he chanted the name of the Lord. He chanted the name of his son. And he called the name many, many times. And in his, before he had become degraded, he had been pious, very pious. So he was delivered from all of his sins. He didn't immediately get freed from material life. But that experience, hearing the conversation between the Yamadutas and the Vishnudutas, it convinced him that he needed to do something very drastic. So he left home. He went to a holy place, all on his own, and he simply took shelter of the Lord. And in this way he was ready to give up his body. So people may chant the holy name not perfectly. That means the clearing stage, the intermediate stage. So that qualifies them for liberation. Liberation means, it can mean, the opportunity for devotional service. Doesn't necessarily mean they're going to go back to Godhead immediately and get a four-arm form. But they'll continue their devotional service. So that they can perfect it.
So does it mean that they won't have any material attachment, that means?
Well, that has to be seen. Even in very advanced levels of devotion, it's possible to get some material attachment. But you have to be freed of all that attachment before you go back to Godhead. So you get the chance to do more devotion, to get relieved of material attachment.
that the Ajamini, when he called the name of God, he's only thinking of his son and he has no other motivation. So without offending.
No, that's why we keep hearing this question again and again, because I've been giving this thing for some time now. And every time somebody asks me the same thing, why Ajamil is so sinful?
Uh-huh.
How come he's qualified and we are not qualified?
Well, you are qualified. The same qualification.
So
well, look what Ajamil did. He surrendered. Completely, he left it. He gave up the prostitute completely. He left his home. He gave up everything. And you know, he really showed his, he committed himself. We are so attached, you know, we have a lot of attachments still. Ajamil completely detached himself. He gave up his association with that woman and left his children and he just went away all on his own. He didn't depend on anyone. Of course, we're not encouraged to do that. We're not required to do that. But we have to depend on Krishna. We have to make some efforts. There's practice and some regulation is required. Practice is required. You know, we've got to have a disciplined life. You know, we've got to be serious about morning program. We need it every devotional service is not on off, one day on, another day off. You know, you may be off from the office, but you're not off from devotional service. You know, you still have to chant, you still have to do worship Krishna. So devotional service is pure, it must be uninterrupted, it must be continuous, everything. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have to understand what is required. Ajamil, he before he could go back to Godhead, he had to do all that. Bhakti is more attractive than Krishna. Yes, bhakti is more attractive than Krishna. Pure bhakti. How can it be? Because, well, Krishna is a person. And he's attracted by Radharani. Why is he attracted to her? What's so special about her? She's a pure devotee. She has the greatest love for Krishna. So it's natural, you know, if Krishna is a person and he's attracted by personal dealings. If somebody is nice to you, then you will appreciate them. If somebody will do all kinds of things just to please you, you'll feel very indebted to them and obliged to them. So Srimati Radharani does so many things for Krishna's pleasure. Krishna feels indebted to her. Krishna told the gopis, there's no way I can repay your love for me. And to repay that debt, that is why Krishna had to come again as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and take sannyas. So we shouldn't. Krishna is conquered. Krishna is Ajita. He is never conquered, but he is conquered by the pure love of his devotees. Just like Prabhupada tells a story about one man, he was the prime minister, in England, and his country was fighting a war against. At the time, and he was involved with a lot of meetings and politics. So there was a big meeting going to take place, and they had to wait. People were all sitting waiting, all the leaders were waiting, and the Prime Minister, he was not there, he was in his room with his son. And his secretary looked in the door to see what was going on, and he saw that he was on the floor crawling and his son was on his back. He was playing, carrying his little son around. So he was taking more pleasure in playing with his son than he was, you know, in the big government meeting there. Because the pure love of the son was more than the, you know, all of this other work. So this is rasa. This is, you know, we have to understand rasa. The loving dealings between the Lord and his devotees. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada.